Across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, dancers are getting ready to take the stage.
I've had more people say, I'm so busy. I'm just sewing.
Linda Curta has been helping organize the festival since its beginning. The regional dance renaissance has propelled a renaissance in the regalia worn by performers.
Cuspucks and a headdress. We have both the beaded and the fur headdresses. Mukluks for folks and new dance fans and the leather belts.
This year, Chamai is celebrating its 30-year anniversary.
Yeah, 30, 31, all depends on how you count.
Each year, planning for the event begins the same way, by choosing a theme.
When you get goosebumps, you know that it's the right theme.
And this year's theme did just that. It's Together We Dance as One.
And that has resonated with people in ways that I didn't know what happened.
Take the logo, for example. It's carved by Bethel artist Jerry Lieb. It's a spirit mask representing the man who brought the region's tribes together after the division and violence of the bow and arrow wars, telling them
to put down the bow and arrows and to pick up the drum and dance.
This year, the event will include the Chifornik dancers. The group canceled their trip last year after Tribal Council President and Elder Drummer Walter Lewis died in a snow machine accident a few days before the festival. This year, Chamai will be dedicated to Walter Lewis's memory and his contributions to dance.
His family will be his wife, Asi Karagrok, who is with Bamua, has written some original music in honoring Walter Lewis, so that will be on Friday evening.
Soon after that performance, another group, which has not been at the festival for over a decade, will dance on the Chamai stage. The Scammon Bay dancers are returning for the first time since their famous and charismatic leader, Mary Ann Sundown, passed away 12 years ago.
And we used to call her the dance diva of the Delta.
Sundown used dance as entertainment, as a way to make people laugh. She filled rooms with delight, captivating audiences with her comedic moves and expressive style. Another regional group this year is the Gwikluk dancers.
And I reached out to Olga Yudarak. She started to talk about what dance meant to her and their community. And she told the story of Joe Iagarok from Bethel going to Gwikluk in 1984-85 and reviving dance for Gwikluk. And they haven't stopped dancing since then.
Joe Iagarok Jr. is from Chivac and has lived in Bethel a long time, where he's led various dance groups. His current group is one of the largest in the region, with more than 40 people. This year, he's being honored as Chamai's living treasure.
Living in Bethel, he really has become the Bethel holder of song and drumming and dance.
Other regional groups this year are Kalskag and Tuluksak. Tuksuk Bay singer and drummer Byron Nikolai from I Am Yupik will perform. Many Bethel groups will also be dancing, including the UAF Kuskokwim campus dancers. Last year, beloved campus director Mary Pete passed away. And in her honor, the dancers will be performing a traditional song from Mary Pete's community of Stebbins. Beyond dancing, there will be other Chamai favorites, like vendors selling crafts, the heart of the drums, the fur fashion show, and the native foods dinner. The dinner serves 600 to 700 people every year, starting with elders, moving to dancers, and then to the public. To make a donation, bring your native food to the Lower Kuskokwim School District office on Saturday in a dish with your name on it. Dinner starts at 4 p.m. Happy Chamai!